And we're back. It is the Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM. That music was, of course, Song for Victoire Ingabire. And it, I think, it was originally produced or founded by Anne Garrison. We're very grateful for that. Incidentally, there's a book I want to make sure I mention, In Praise of Blood by Judy Reaver. And it's been nominated for a prize, and I urge everybody to get copies of the book if you're trying to understand what is going on in Rwanda today. You need historical background. And one of the places you can find out what is going on in Rwanda today and is a prime source is David Himbara. And that David Himbara, I think, is on the line. Are you there, David?
I'm here. Thank you, Taylor. How are you?
Good. And this is a day to be thankful. We're glad to... for your commentary, people should just write David Himbara the Twitter to keep up on what is going on. And David, I interviewed Victoire, I guess it was Thursday, and on Friday, the Diane Wigara was released from prison and her mother Adeline, and I guess we could call it bail. They still are facing charges. Now, you covered that. Victoire attended or came to see them to celebrate, just to start this. Is that right?
Yes. Well, first of all, she was in the court. Victoire Ingabire was in the court during the bail hearing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, later when they were freed, there was this, gathering of like minds. Mm-hmm. To celebrate, the release of Diane Wigara and her mom, Madeleine Wigara. Yeah, so among the people present, giving them morale and encouragement was Ingabire and other leaders, including Bernard Ntaganda, who was also imprisoned and was freed about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's good.
I think people should go to your Twitter account because I did that and you actually have there is a video of the their being told by the judge that they were going to be free on bail, and we got a good look at how the Rwandan authorities handle happy Rwandans. People were celebrating, and so you can watch as the authorities break it up.
Oh, yeah, complete in a courtroom with a machine gun,
mm-hmm.
Dragging people away, after being bailed out.
Yeah,
that is a country where even laugh and enjoyment is illegal in Kagame's Rwanda.
and it's just extraordinary that they even when they do something smart, they seem to be clumsy about it. There's always that threat involved. For example, when Victoire was released, the president went out of his way to say, "Don't be surprised if you end back up in jail," even though she served her time, and it was his decision to release her. He acts, as you say, more like a potentate and a king than he does like a president.
Oh, yes. And, of course, we've learned today that Victoire Ingabire has been summoned to by police tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was not given a reason why.
Uh-huh.
She has been summoned. But I guess the president seems to be... following up on his threat,
mm-hmm.
Basically to intimidate her into silence, which she's not doing.
Yeah. This is David Himbara, and again, I'll just repeat that David is the writer that you can follow. He's written several books, and he's, of course, well-placed to know whereof he speaks, since he served within the government and directly under President Paul Kagame, and narrowly escaped with his life, I think, if I'm being accurate.
Absolutely, indeed.
You must be this side of this question of political prisoners. This is it. On the one hand, here we are. We're happy that Adeline and her daughter are out, and that Victoire has received a, I don't know if they've agreed on the language, but basically a pardon or a release after 8 years. Yet, as and by the way, 2,000 others, political prisoners, were released, including the singer. I should ask you about him. But there are many, many political prisoners in Rwanda, people of equal status and of professional standing as Diane and Victoire, right?
Oh, yes. In fact, what they claim, what the regime of Kagame has, General Kagame has claimed, is that they have only released criminals. That's how they called even Gavire.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have not released political prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's very difficult to know how they label and how they distinguish various categories of prisoners, because mm-hmm. clearly she's a political leader and she's a threat. Mm-hmm. But yes, you're absolutely right. There are many people in there, political leaders who are still languishing in the Kagame's dungeons. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I read of one today, and I would urge our listeners, everybody, to be very vigilant and follow contemporary Rwandan developments, because much is going on. But I learned, read that the first vice president of FDU-Inkingi, Boniface Twagirimana, he was in Panga prison, and he was imprisoned a year ago, September 2017. Now he's gone missing today. He's not, and it turns out that they had a prison within a prison. They had a house inside the prison. And he was placed there about 5 days ago. Is this a typical practice in Rwanda?
Oh yeah, that is a crazy, crazy place. You know, it's a law of the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
But that one now we're very worried, really, mm-hmm. because very often when the regime claims that somebody is missing. Has gone missing.
Mm-hmm.
Very often, that's one way of how they eliminate people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We're very, very concerned. But
I believe they're saying that he escaped.
Yeah, that's the regime that says that. But
so he was in a house inside a prison.
Yeah.
By the way, they, one of the people they put him into, he had been there with 8 other members of his party, the FDU, in Kingi. And so about 5 days ago, they took him away from the other 8 and put him in this house with a man who had been convicted of murder. I don't know who he was, but now he's missing. By the way, Mpanga prison, where is that prison? Is that in Kigali? Where?
I think it's a bit outside Kigali, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that one is very worrisome, really, because... It sounds very fishy,
mm-hmm.
and it's a pattern whereby the regime very often, gets rid of people by claiming that they escaped,
mm-hmm.
whereas in fact they didn't. They just wiped them out.
Yeah,
we're very worried about that one.
So, on the one hand, we do have this. News, which is attracting world attention. The CNN actually took up the stories, and I found it encouraging. At least light was being shown on contemporary Rwanda. There's a question for you, and that is, another story that is getting attention from Rwanda is the candidacy of Louise Mushikiwabo to be the president of the Francophonie. Is there any connection in your mind between these signs of, quote, liberalization and her chances of being chosen?
Oh, yeah, no. In fact, there is more to that. There is more than that. Well, basically, there are 3 things going on that are putting pressure on the regime to appear as if it's being linear to people.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, of course, is that the foreign minister Louise Mushikiwabo is competing to head the Francophonie.
Mm-hmm.
So the regime really wants to, and of course the elections are coming up shortly. So the regime wants really to appear that it's respecting human rights.
Uh-huh. So its most famous prisoners are out, but the thousands of others are not.
Yes, but there is a bigger reason there is a bigger story than even Mushikiwabo, that people don't realize. You see, Rwanda, Kagame has applied and won the right to host the Commonwealth in 2020. So it's under 2 years now. And the British just went to Rwanda to examine the facilities to see if indeed Rwanda can host the Queen, the British, the Canadians, the Australians, and all the others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there is civil society pressure in Rwanda and the UK. Look, what signal is it UK and even Canada or Trudeau are giving by hosting the Commonwealth in a country that does the reverse of what Commonwealth stands for? You know?
Yes.
That's one or the other. So the regime now is really trying hard to appease the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, Ethiopia, Eritrea have opened up. These countries were known to be more repressive than even Rwanda. They've opened up, they made peace with their, especially Ethiopia, has freed all the prisoners,
mm-hmm.
invited people from the diaspora, and really has really made a U-turn, spectacularly.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. then has held, the Congress has recently held a hearing, giving basically Ethiopia a new model.
Mm-hmm.
Human rights and development. So all these three, the Commonwealth, the Francophonie, and the development in that region,
mm-hmm.
Has Kagame scrambling
mm-hmm.
to kind of appear as if he's still the guy to deal with in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if most of our listeners realize, but there was a tie between Paul Kagame and some of the leaders there, certainly in Ethiopia. Years ago, it was talked about a lot. I remember when he nominated himself to try to solve the problem between the two, and that didn't work out so well.
Yes.
He retired from that file, I think.
Yeah, very quickly, yes.
There is something curious, isn't there, about Louise Mushikiwabo wanting to be the leader of the Francophonie? She, by the way, she has the support of Macron of France. But one of the things that Paul Kagame's government was known for was its hostility to France. And I don't recall that they opened any French universities or encouraged public education in French, did they?
Oh, no. In fact, overnight, back in 2009, overnight, Rwanda became French, English speaking, and closed shop on French.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they still have this. Rwanda and France has always accused France of having engineered genocide.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as we know, nothing has taken place to make us believe that France has really accounted for its role in genocide.
Mm-hmm.
This is just cheap politics.
No, this is an exhibition of what they call real politics. This is something from Bismarck.
Absolutely.
Well, David, you're doing wonderful writing on this. I know that people benefit if they just go David Himbara, because you keep daily track of this. I assume the place people, our listeners should turn in the next few days. We might be faced with a new problem. Victoire has been called in to see the authorities at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, as you say, without any explanation. So we all have to, a week from now, we may have to talk about this again.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's hope for the best.
Let's hope not on that point.
Yes, indeed.
David, thank you very, very much for being our guest.
Okay, Phil, thank you so much.
Okay, bye. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. That's David Himbara.